Hello, welcome back to Pizza Time Podcast, episode 10. My name is Steven.
And I'm Henry.
And we're here today to talk about what we love of basically movies that other people hate. What's the segment called?
Movies we love that people hate.
There we go. I said it wrong, but Henry got it. But for the first part, news.
So today it was officially confirmed that Fox and Disney have officially merged. Yeah. Well, Disney bought out Fox. So it's gonna be interesting to see what comes out of that. I really want to see what they do with some of the franchises that they have now.
Do you want to see a PG Deadpool movie?
Hell no.
That's what I feel like Disney's probably gonna go and push for.
The thing is, I think what they're gonna do with that property is because they're still gonna have the Fox label.
That's what I was telling you, because they don't want to put Disney in front of it just yet. They want to keep it kind of like, hey, it's still Fox, so
we
please don't leave.
We didn't create this.
Yeah, please don't leave us also.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people do hate Disney.
Yeah.
Because they're kind of buying up everything, and certain things are making worse, like the new movies that are coming out. Aladdin. It looks better, but I'm afraid. You get me?
Yeah.
That's just the thing. Dumbo, same thing with that movie.
I'm not excited for that one.
That's what I'm saying.
The only reason I'm excited is because the Penguin and Batman are in it.
I think the only good movie that I actually saw with my sister was Christopher Robin with Winnie the Pooh. And that movie was actually
I enjoyed it, but I fell asleep in the middle.
It does get a little talkative. But it was way better than, I want to say, what was that movie called? Beauty and the Beast. It was good, but it wasn't it was a fun movie. Same with Cinderella. I heard it was really good, but I never watched it. But I had a lot of people tell me also it was okay.
So they've just been kind of in the middle.
Yeah, they haven't been reaching or overstepping too many toes, but still.
I think the thing is they're just afraid to take risks.
Well, yeah, it's an old property.
Yeah, you know what? Because you'll get a lot of backlash if you change it, and then you still get backlash if you don't change it.
Exactly. So it's kind of between a rock and a hard place. You don't want to do that too much, but that's the reason why. But anyways, what else you got on news for Disney or anyone else?
All right, so James Gunn's Suicide Squad is not going to be a sequel or to do anything. It's going to be a total reboot, apparently.
No.
Yeah.
So does that mean Jared Leto Joker is gone now? Or
it's looking like Leto's officially gone as the Joker.
Jeez, man. That's good.
Well, yeah, because now he's on Marvel.
Oh yeah, now he's on Marvel and he's doing
Morbius.
Yeah, so
he's a vampire, which makes sense.
He looks like a vampire.
That's weird.
That's why Christian Bale killed him in that other movie,
American Psycho.
Yeah.
Well, we could have had, and the much loved American Psycho too.
So,
God.
Well, that's good. Are you excited for this reboot? Or I like the original. I mean, I liked the first movie.
I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
I loved it. I didn't love it, but I enjoyed it. I had fun at the movies.
Oh, no. It was a good movie. So I don't
you
see
can
why.
Fight us on that.
Yeah. Fight us with your fist.
Well, hold on.
And hands.
And your butt.
Yeah. And your nose.
Actually, maybe give us a month or two because, we're still kind of crippled.
Yeah. But still, I'll kick your butt. Noobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyways, Disney. I hate Disney. They buy everything.
It's a love-hate relationship.
No, I hate them. I don't love them. Well, they're okay.
They own Venom.
No, it's Sony.
Oh, that is Sony.
Noob. Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
be on your Marvel game, bro. What about that Sony?
Not all of them.
Well, Sony owns
them. Yeah, but now they have, the X-Men. They have the Fantastic Four.
Well, yeah, but because nobody else wanted Fantastic Four.
I mean,
it would be cool to see a reboot, which they will do, but I want to
imagine that meta moment, the Human Torch meets Captain America.
That's what I want. Yeah, I want that part, and then I want to see the new Human Torch. Who do you think would be a good Human Torch? It's got to be a kid that's blonde, because that's how he is in the comics. A blondish brunette kid.
He was a black guy in the last one.
I know, but the original.
Oh, you're one of those people.
Yes. I don't like change. No, that's horrible. No, but I did love Michael B. Jordan as... I mean, he wasn't bad, but it was just, again, the script.
It was an awful script. It was really bad.
No
sense.
So, all the characters there, all the actors there were really good.
Oh, yeah, they chose good people. It's just that they were working with crap.
The script was just crap. So, that's the thing. Because I saw, Creed 2, and he did an amazing job.
Killmonger.
Yeah, and he did great in Killmonger, too. It's just there's so many, you know, movies that he does great. But again, it's just it all just falls back to the script. If the script isn't good, you're not going to get your knight in shining armor. But yes.
As beautiful as he is.
I think that was somebody on repeat the time. Oh, quick shout out to a couple of people that I said I was going to shout them out because they were really lovely and they wanted to help us out. And they were awesome for that. So,
yeah,
I'm going to shout them out. Now, again, if I say your name wrong, I am so sorry. The first one I got is Lachlan Lockie YT.
I think it's Lachlan.
Lachlan
Lockie.
So it's Lachlan underscore Lockie underscore YT. So that's the first one.
No, spell it out, though. Spell it out.
Okay. Lachlan underscore Lockie underscore YT.
Yeah.
And then we got one person that's actually really cool. Her name is... I don't have it on there.
Hold up.
You read it.
I'll pull it up.
No, it's there.
We're very professional, y'all.
Oh, okay, I got it. Now, I was reading it completely wrong. It's The Real Jasmine...
Oh, you couldn't read that?
I couldn't for some reason. I was mixing in the and real and making one word.
Jasmine Sherman.
There we go. She's awesome. She said that she would help us out. We might collaborate with her later on. Her and also Ask Why Not. So Ask underscore Why underscore Not. They do their own podcast. Their podcast is called...
I'm thinking, isn't it Ask Why Not?
No.
It's not?
No, it's... I had them because I'm following them. Give me one second. It's Flip It and Reverse It. That's what they're called. So there's a shout out to them. They're on Apple. They're on Anchor. They're on everything. So again, it's Flip It and Reverse It. So Flip It and Reverse It. That's what they're called. And they have 5 episodes out right now. And what's it called? No, you're good. They mostly what I've seen and what I've heard is about sports and you know, some other goodies. So again, they're fairly new, so they kind of wanted to do a collaboration with us about the Marvel
Cinematic Universe
and see what we got in store.
We're down for whatever, though.
Yeah, but we're down with whatever. So if you're hearing
thanks for
at least reaching out.
Wanting to actually collaborate with us.
Yeah, because you're almost one of the first ones. I've had somebody else, but they kind of didn't respond, and I felt bad. All right, but thank you again, and we got some more tomorrow. Tomorrow's Takeout, and that one's spelled 2, and then MORROWSTAKEOUT. So he was really cool, too, and yeah.
He said our podcast was great.
I know. And then we got Hotline Hustler, just how it sounds, all together. Check out his YouTube channel. His name is called Star. I don't know what that... It's not an underscore. It's a dash, I think.
Yeah.
Just Star-Hustler. Just check him out on YouTube. He's got 100 subscribers.
Let's get him to 200,
y'all. Let's get him to 200, and then... He says he has 137, but from the screenshot, it says 100. But I was one of the ones that subscribed. He seems really cool. His videos are pretty cool. But just check him out. He's really nice. All right, let's see. The Fried Tomato, all one word. Really cool, too. He said he would check us out maybe later, and I was like, okay, cool. Well, here's a shout-out. I don't know
if you listen to us, I hope you enjoy the shout-out.
Yeah, I hope you did. Okay, and then Reborn Jedi, all one word again. They said that they checked us out and to check him out on SoundCloud, and he sounds pretty cool. He digs what we're doing, so...
Check him out on SoundCloud, y'all.
Again, check him out on SoundCloud. This is all his... all the words I'm saying is from Instagram, so you can find them there. We got Jag32197. She was hearing our Captain Marvel review, and she said she loved it, and she was really interested, and she was waiting for more. What would happen?
I just saw this one.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. We got Fandom With Me. He's pretty cool. He told me he would check it out, so I told him I'd give him a shout out. We got OHE period KAE. I want to say it's OIK, but I'm not sure.
But OHEKAI. I don't know.
OHEKAI. But she was really cool, and she said she would check us out, so I'm giving her a shout out. Oh, we got the underscore Don underscore Santiago? Santiago?
The Don Santiago, yeah.
So he's like pretty cool, too. He said he'd check us out, and. Yeah. We got underscore Caesar underscore Lopez. He was really cool. He told us he'd sure thing and thanks. And I was like, no problem. No, check him out. We got these guys actually gave us a shout out on Instagram and posted our picture and our link and everything.
So nice of them.
So they were really cool. And their name is 225 Inc. I think they help out a lot of people that are starting off. So if you need help, contact them. And they'll give you a shout out. Again, they didn't charge me or anything. And I gave them a shout out as well. And I'm doing it here on the podcast also. So they were really cool. So check them out. Also, we got Fresh or Fresh.
Good Lord.
But it's spelled Lord. Fresh, like the actual word, and then or, and then Fresh with a P-H, and then R-E-S-H. But they're really Hella cool, fresh. Too. They're from Miami. They're pretty neat. And I think they're a start-off place as well. So check them out. They're really cool, too. We got 96 underscore so underscore Jesus gaming. Christ. She was really cool too. She's a gamer. She likes to what's the thing? Stream. She streams a lot of. I saw Call of Duty and I saw Fortnite. So she was really neat. She posts on Instagram, so you could see her there and just check her out as well. We got JFlex underscore JD underscore BMS. He was really cool too. He sent me a bunch of hearts and he said he'd listen to us. Hearts. So and that does about. Yeah, that's it. So, everybody else who gave us a shout-out, if I didn't mention you, I'm sorry, but I think I'll leave in the description how much time this was. I want to say it was like 4 minutes, but again, just skip ahead 4 minutes. But now...
I have not listened to it, because some of them have cool content.
Yeah, know? No, some of these people are freaking awesome. And that's the thing. I don't want you skipping, but I know sometimes people are in a hurry, and they're like, I don't want to hear all this extra mumbo-jumbo, which... Again, if you want to be realistic, everybody's like that, so don't feel bad. But again, if you can, do listen to them, though. They are really cool, and they seem like really cool, creative people that are trying to do things as well. But anything else on news-wise? Because I kind of cut you off there. I needed to do that because I didn't want to forget. Because I told them. I was like, hey, I'll give you guys a shout-out.
Hey, man, we love the support. We're just starting up, and if we can help people start up, too, what's up?
Yeah, it would be really awesome.
Let's lift each other up.
Exactly.
I had one. Hold up. I got to pull it up again. I was looking at the shouts out.
No, you're good.
I think that might be it, actually. Not too much news.
All right, Nito. Well, did you pick a movie then?
I did. So right. Today on Start the segment off. Of movies people hate that we love.
Yes.
My movie shall be Batman versus Superman Dawn of Justice. Which one's yours?
Mine's Venom.
I can't say it. I kind of like Venom.
Because I like Venom. No, I do like Batman versus Superman. It wasn't the greatest, like everybody always tells me. But it wasn't bad. It's a decent movie.
I think I'm one of the few people that defends it, man.
I think so. I would not defend that movie, though. That's the thing. I would not. That movie kind of sucks. You know, you got bat branding. You got a bunch of weirdness going on in that movie.
Okay, first of all.
I'm just saying... If you're branding people, you kind of got a problem there, Henry. Just being completely honest with you. I would not like that. Not one bit.
Well, it depends in what aspect.
You're a freaking weirdo. just go on with your movie.
All right, well.
Just start off with your synopsis and I'll ask you questions.
So, on Rotten Tomatoes, it has a 27%.
Is that less than Batman versus Superman?
No, that's Batman versus Superman.
I mean, less than Batman and Robin? What should be?
No, Batman and Robin, I think, was...
Higher. If it's higher, I'm going to laugh in your face.
If it is, I would be really sad.
That would be really sad. I'm looking up mine right now.
Like, I mean, anyways... It wasn't that bad, man.
Okay, well, what was
the... Oh, hold up. I got it. No, see? Batman and Robin is a 10%.
Holy crap. I still love that movie. But that's for another time.
That's for another time. Another segment.
Yeah.
Let's see what the critics had to say about my lovely movie.
Disgusting.
Well, again...
What was your Metascore again?
27%.
What? Venom beat it.
What does Venom have?
35.
The hell.
Way better. Better cast, too.
Oh, come on.
Tom Hardy.
Ben Affleck, bro?
Who's that? Not Batman. Anyways, keep going.
Anymore. R.I.P. Ben. I will remember you.
Deadpool 2 yet. Keep going. You're going first. Don't all forget right. that.
I know. I'm going to read the critics. A movie that beats you into submission and makes you wonder if the sun will ever come out again.
Just how the Dark Knight wants it.
Batman vs. Superman is a tiresome, ill-tempered film and one too lazy even turn its dismal outlook.
Jeez.
Good God. When in doubt, Snyder simply slings another ingredient into the mix, be it an irradiated monster, an explosion on government premises, or the sharp smack of masonry on skull.
What the fuck?
I don't know. If the film actually had depth along with a little levity to lighten the bulk of the script, the visual murk and the sonic overkill. Wow.
Pretty dark. Yeah. At least this movie got a 6.8 out of 10. Mine. That's how many stars it's given. So I don't know how much stars yours says.
I'm just
looking at the reviews. All right, so forget the reviews. Now I'm going to talk to you. All right, so out of 10 stars, okay, out of 5 stars, what do you give this movie?
3.5.
3.5. And this is your movie that you love but people hate, and you give it only a 3.5?
Because explain. I do see, look, I do see the points that people bring up.
Uh-huh.
But I also, the thing is, when I have to defend it, I also have to sometimes bring up, oh, but in the extended edition.
Okay, so I'm talking about just the original.
The theatrical release,
the one that came out. Only talk about that one, though.
All right.
Because if you talk about that one, not a lot of people saw it because not a lot of people cared.
Okay, first of all, fight me.
I'm just
saying. A lot of people cared. It made a lot of money.
Well, it might have made a lot of money, but nobody really cared for the second part. Just because nobody really cared.
I hate you. But anyways.
It's true.
No, it's a valid argument.
It's just an argument.
All right, so here's how I felt initially watching it. Because, look, again, if you listen to this podcast, you know how much I love DC. How much I love Batman, how much I love superheroes in general. It's like, as a kid, that's all I, like, watched, all I listened to, was the theme music, all I listened to, or anything superhero-related.
So, like, old Adam West Batman.
I actually had the DVD as a kid.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, you love the songs. Especially when he's saying,
yeah, that one scene where he's dancing, him and Robin are like hypnotized and they're dancing.
Oh my god,
the greatest moves ever. Anyways, so yeah, that's coming from me. I have a personal bias to it, obviously.
Yeah.
So when I first see this, it's you've already seen Batman in the Dark Knight trilogy,
the best ones.
They were pretty good, the most realistic ones.
Yeah.
You've seen him in the. Tim Burton? Yeah, Tim Burton and the.
Yeah,
that what was that?
It's a monster that's coming out of your mouth. It's a.
What was that sandwich?
I think so.
It was in the Schumacher movies.
Oh yeah, those.
And so this was, they had to do something out of the box and original, because the other ones. I love the Dark Knight trilogy.
Yeah.
I love. I even love the Schumacher ones, and the Burton ones are a classic.
Danny DeVito.
Oh, go watch Dumbo.
Oh, gosh.
But, yeah, so I came into this as basically like a kid again, seeing like, oh, my God, this is Batman, you know?
Yeah.
And for the first time ever, I saw Batman like I did in the cartoons, or like how I'd read him in the comics.
Okay.
Where, because, I mean, look, in the Dark Knight trilogy, yes, it was very realistic. He was still very... very like athletic. I don't know how to word it, but he was a damn good fighter.
Yeah.
In the Tim Burton movies, he looked stiff as a rock.
Yeah, neck brace, Batman.
Yeah, basically. But I mean, he still found a way to beat him with the gadgets and stuff. And
yeah, because he doesn't look at when he beats people. He goes, yeah.
Because he can't turn his neck.
Yeah, that's why.
Keaton even said that he had to make it look dramatic.
Even in Christian Bale's performance, he even told Lucius, what's his last name?
Fox
to fix the neck problem because he couldn't move well. So, but then again, losing that neck brace, he lost some armor. But still, it's more mobility. I'd rather have mobility than that.
But yeah, so one of the first things I noticed was, oh my god, this Batman kicks ass.
Like, he looks like Batman.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, because in all the other ones, he's super armored up.
Yeah.
He's in all black, which again, it's not a bad look.
Yeah, black's not a bad color.
Yeah, it's not. It looks sleek, but this is the first time I'm like, oh my god, he's wearing the gray and the black.
All right, I was about to say he's like, it's like a dark, dark gray though.
Yeah, but still,
it's not Kevin Conroy cartoon
where it's slightly bluish.
It's like a slight blue, slight tint of gray where it's like.
Like Batman, he's wearing pajamas. Where's the Oracle?
It's like super cool.
Oracle, where are you?
But yeah, it's so I was like, okay, this is awesome. It's to me, it was the most comic accurate Batman.
Yeah.
And again, you go to the fighting styles. Oh my god, I was like a little kid in the theater because I'm like, holy crap, this is what I always imagined Batman fighting like.
Yeah.
That scene where he has to take down like what I'll say like 10, 15 guys.
Mm-hmm.
In the warehouse to save Superman's mom.
Spoilers.
which again, I'll get to that in a little bit because I understand why people were like, that's really a dumb plot point.
Yeah, but it was pretty stupid.
Anyways, the way he took him out, it was a one-man wrecking crew.
Yeah.
It showed off his martial arts skill. It showed off his raw strength because people always forget that Batman is supposed to be like crazy strong for a human being anyways.
Yeah.
And he's at the peak of physical, like, of human conditioning.
Yeah.
So we get to see that. We get to see, like, when he threw the damn box over his head, I'm like, oh my god. Yes, did he kill people? I'm sorry. It's realistic.
But, what's
and I
name?
Get, yeah, but Batman doesn't kill. Well, if you want, like, you realize Christian Bale also killed some people, right?
No, Batman doesn't kill.
Batman kills, bro.
What?
It's in a perfect world you can't save everyone, and also because the bat was like, wait, so the Batmobile could, no, it just shoots rubber bullets.
I know Christian Bale Batman killed everyone. Remember in Batman the Begins, he had that dude tied up all the way at like the top floor, and then he just drops him towards the end. He was just like, where's the blah blah blah, and then he finally got his information. He's like, thanks, and he like lets him go, and he like he props. And even in the video games, it says they're all unconscious, but you know they're not dead.
No, and also, I mean, like, you know they're dead. And if you remember the train scene in Batman Begins, he's like,
oh, yeah.
I'm not going to kill you.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't have to save you. And I'm like, that's still killing Batman.
You're still killing someone. But he's like, but Alfred said it's fine.
Alfred, I didn't touch him.
He's like, it's all right.
The train killed
it's
him.
It's all right, Master Bruce. Don't worry about it. I'll fix it up.
So, thank you, Alfred.
That was a really bad...
Cockney?
No, the guy from... Austin Powers' dad.
Oh.
What's his name?
Yeah.
Oh, crap. I forgot his name.
My cocaine.
My cocaine. Master Bruce. All right, keep going.
Yeah, so for me it was that. And then also the introduction of Wonder Woman. For obvious reasons, I fell in love with her. Literally in love. Gal Gadot has my heart. But in other ways, it's also the first official introduction of Wonder Woman in any film.
Cause before, that's true. Because she didn't even have her solo film yet.
She hadn't had her solo film. The TV series that was supposed to be based around her never took off.
Yeah, because it sucked.
I guess, yeah.
It didn't have her, that's why.
It didn't have Gal Gadot.
It didn't have some Australian lady going, I know who you are. Oh, wait, that was terrible. Keep going. That was very
that
bad.
Was disturbing.
I was trying to do something else. My bad.
But
so Master Bruce.
you only seen her in cartoons and comics, and
in the cartoons she was awesome. And in the games.
Oh, Susan Eisenberg, what a woman!
And in the games she was good too.
Yeah. So again, you didn't have much exposure because look at all the films that Batman and Superman have had.
Too many.
A lot. Hell, even Green Lantern got one. And how'd that go?
And again, he only had one and he bombed it.
Yeah.
After Batman and I think Superman had the most, didn't he?
I believe
or
so.
Or Batman. Yeah, I'll check it. But, keep talking.
So yeah, so her introduction, and it didn't seem too, to me it didn't seem forced, you know? I liked it kind of seemed like, okay, yeah, she'd be in this position. She's lived for a long time.
Yeah.
And she's trying to get artifacts. I'm trying to remember the movie because I haven't seen it in like a few months.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, so I liked her introduction. It also shows that she could stand up to Doomsday,
mm-hmm.
and how powerful she is. And I believe almost any scene, like she wasn't in it a lot, but the scene she was in, she stole some of the scenes. It was great. Like that, I think I almost like I got giddy. Like that's how I described it, even though I'm a puro macho alpha. What's up? But I got, I straight up got giddy when I saw the her save Batman. You remember that?
No, I don't, because I hate that movie.
Anyway, Doomsday was about to blast Batman then out of nowhere. Batman
wins on the movies. Because, what's his name? What's his, that actor's name again?
George Reeves, I think.
Yeah, Christopher Reeves.
Christopher Reeves.
He only started 78, but Batman started off literally in the 40s.
Oh, yeah.
So,
with like
look, some of the... look how many freaking movies he has. He already topped it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so. Batman for the win. All right, keep going.
Always. But, yeah. Where was I? Oh. Well, that when she and the guitar riff.
Oh yeah.
I was like,
that reminded me of Spy Kids.
I was like, I was like a little girl, about I don't know. It was just like, oh my god, I wanted to cry.
You are a little girl.
First of all, puro machado right here.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry, I forgot you're speaking Spanish.
Well, damn right, that gives me more hair on my chest right now.
Can I see?
Look.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway,
it's like a bush down there.
I'm not that hairy.
Batman is.
Oh yeah, Batman's hairy. I like how they kept the chest hair.
Batman's real hairy.
Damn right. But so, yeah, and again, I may be the one aspect. I wasn't the biggest fan of Superman in this, and
I like Henry Cavill.
Oh, I love Henry Cavill, but
yeah, that's what I like.
I love him because he has a dope name. Man, also,
that name sucks.
Why are you gonna?
He has a dope mustache, though.
That's for another time.
He has a really good mustache.
He does.
It's scary. Yes, keep going.
Good man. And now I've really... I lost my place.
You were with Batman and guitar riffing.
Oh, Superman. That shot of the trilogy. Or the Trinity. Good lord.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
The Trinity. That was iconic to me. And I don't know, for me, it's like one of the moments I won't ever forget in a cinema.
I already forgot it. You just reminded me of it.
I remember it all the time. Because, like, again, I went, like, opening day.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, like, the premiere night.
So all the sweaties were there?
There was a bunch of, like hardcore fans. And we straight up clapped, bro. It was like, hell yes. Beautiful.
And then you got half of the crowd going, this movie sucks.
No, I realize in premieres it usually doesn't happen like that.
It's usually like 90% are really fans, and then the other ones are like their husbands or wives or their friends going, I don't want to see this freaking movie, and they're like, come on, and they're like, okay.
So, ironically, at the time I took the girl I was going out with to that movie.
Oh, really? And she hated it?
She fell asleep.
I told you. I told you it's like half and half. At least 10%
I remember that because it was like my third time watching it, and she was like, "Oh, let's go to the movies." I'm like, "Yes,
yeah." Do you want to see Batman versus Superman?
And she's like, she tried her hardest. I'll give her props.
Give her at least that. Yeah,
she was like, "Yeah, let's. Yeah, I want to watch what you watch because I think the week before we had watched something she wanted to watch.
Some
serious movie.
Yeah, something lame.
Yeah, I think so. Honestly,
no, it's probably something better than Batman versus Superman.
I really doubt it.
Oh, I popped my phone.
But yeah, and yeah, bless her. You know, she tried. She was like,
yeah, that's nice.
And yeah, I mean, but again, it does get a little drawn out in the middle with all the talking.
I mean, I fell asleep like the first 5 minutes.
She was also really creeped out by Lex Luthor.
Oh, I love Lex Luthor in that movie. He was Cherry? The best. Cherry, like, shoves it in his mouth, and he's like,
it's Cherry. And she was like, so that's the bad guy?
No, she's like, so that is that Batman? And you go, yes.
But yeah, so it was a good time. Well, not really. It was
a good time for you watching
it. It was a good time for me.
It was a good Friday night.
Yeah, basically. Something like that. And
yeah,
it was just me like explain. She asked a lot of questions. So, like,
I bet. Bless her. So you told her to be quiet during the movie. Like,
my third time, I would explain everything. The first one, I'd be like, shut your
hole. Yeah, I'd be like, don't talk, please. Like, I don't even understand what's going on.
Well, yeah. So it was a good experience for me. And I get some of the criticism, like the whole Martha situation.
Martha.
But from my point of view, and from the stuff I've heard too, is like, to him, that humanized Superman, because, you know, and again, I'm not gonna be the best at explaining it because I can't really
explain it the best.
Yeah, I'm trying to make me sound fancy, bro.
Oh, you're trying to use big words.
Yeah, I was trying to find a big word for it.
Yeah,
forget it. My tongue also hurts, by the way, but.
Yeah, you got like jawboned or something.
Oh, I got elbowed in the face. Oof. But yeah.
Sounds like fun.
It was painful.
Was it Johan?
No, it was another. It was some like 6'4", 6'3" dude. Yeah. And since I was the other, I was like the closest in height, I had to guard him in basketball.
So it was basically Batman versus Bane.
Well, kinda, yeah. That was it. Nice. But yeah, so also I love Ben Affleck's portrayal of Bruce Wayne. how he kind of keeps the low profile of him being like a douchey billionaire. Mm-hmm. Like when he speaks to Clark Kent, but also at the same time, like when he has to get serious, he'll get serious.
Yeah.
And it's like you don't see it much, but the little dynamic between him and Alfred is also nice.
I love Alfred in that film, though, by the way. I love them. He didn't sound like, Master Bruce, it's okay. But he was like, Master Bruce, I think we need to do this.
He's like, all right. Hopefully you can find a good woman.
He's like, all right, Alfred, I know.
Sounds like my father.
It's okay to cry just after the podcast.
All right, but yeah. Let me see. What else is there? And, I'm trying to think of the points. And they did have a really generic villain, or like, end battle. You know, the giant CGI battle with a bunch of explosions.
You mean the normal that Hollywood does?
Yeah, the thing every like superhero movie tries to end with now.
Yeah, it always does the same thing.
Yeah, and
Thanos, I'm talking to you. But he actually looked really good.
Yeah, he didn't look like a demorphed Ninja Turtle.
That's messed up. Oh, Ninja Turtles with Batman.
Oh, yeah, that movie's coming out.
That's gonna be pretty cool.
Yeah, and I see the criticisms, but to me, it's always I will always try to find the positives. And again, this is something I loved as a kid, and I love. And again, the extended edition makes the movie way better too, because it explains some of the little plot holes.
Batman and Arkham Collection on Steam right now, it's 75% off. Just letting everyone know. Okay. All right, keep going. Well, we're talking about Batman.
Well, we are, but it's right. And
who?
But yeah, and then there was also points where Superman feels bad for like saving people and doing stuff. I'm like, all right, I get it. He has to be a little more cheery, mm-hmm. which they kind of overdo in the next movies.
Yeah.
No, but anyways, and I still love them. Oh God.
I still love you.
Aw.
No, I was just kidding.
Aw.
Well, anyways,
that adds to the list.
Wow.
But yeah, so again, I love the movie. I love
me.
No, you just admitted you didn't like me. I adore you. So again, I will give like out of 10, I'd give this movie like an 8.
That's what I'd be like. 8 out of 10?
Yeah, 8 out of 10. That's not I liked bad. It. I enjoyed it. I think it might have rushed a few things a little too much, and had they done a few other things differently, it would have been a perfect movie. But I do really enjoy this movie. I love the action pieces. Does it get a little like lengthy in the middle? Yes.
Maybe like any other movie.
Yeah, like any other. Captain Marvel got lengthy in the middle.
Yeah,
it did. But yeah, and again, had they done a few little tweaks, honestly, it could have been one of the beginning of something amazing.
It could be the start of something new. All right, that's enough.
But yeah, so give it another look. Try seeing it with fresher eyes. And if not, don't. You know, that's just my opinion. I love the movie. I could go more in depth, but we're not trying to keep you here for the longest of times. What time are we at right now?
Huh?
We're like at 30 minutes?
33.
All right.
And that's me starting it off like literally a second or two after I did it, so we're really at 33. So okay. It's good. We're at a good time.
And so, yeah.
Again, remember, we had like 15 minutes of commercials. Shout-outs and news and all that stuff. So you can keep talking. You're good. If you have anything else to add on to the movie, by all means. Should I buy this? I'm between buying Batman Arkham Asylum again. Or Arkham City or Arkham Knight for the PC. The thing is, for the PC, it wasn't the greatest. And I have to go through a third party. Oh, I have to go through Warner Brothers.
Who have a new owner. Or have a new boss, CEO, whatever.
Basically. But I don't know. I'll look into this a little bit more later. But yes. Anything else?
Tell me some of the stuff that you didn't like of the movie.
I didn't like the bat branding. I thought that was a little bit too much.
He's an older Batman that's gotten very
seductive.
Yeah.
and sensual. I guess he likes to brand older men.
Damn straight.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, yet hot at the same time.
But yeah, no, for me it's more...
I thought it was my question.
No, the thing is, I'm going to, like, you say something, I'm going to see how I can kind of refute it.
Yo, just devil advocate. Go.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, you
so,
can.
So, your butt good, bro?
I'm all right. Just sitting weird. Keep going.
Yeah. It's, looks like you're about to twerk.
I am. Am I bleeding through?
Bust down, Tatiana.
No, I'm not.
Tatiana.
What the kids say these
Keep
days.
Keep going.
All right, so... What was the thing you said? Oh.
I don't know.
Wait.
Branding?
Oh, yeah, the branding. For me, it's more... Batman's been doing this for a while, and he's getting kind of, like, jaded about it.
Uh-huh. He's starting to not care anymore.
Yeah, so, it's right. More like he's seeing there's bigger threats into him. It's like, all right.
Like aliens?
Yeah, like aliens destroying a city and killing thousands.
And his business? I think that's what really hit him home.
He killed Jack, bro. Dude in the building.
He did. And he killed that little girl's parents.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Superman's a monster.
Very much so. He murdered thousands.
And then he cracked that dude's neck.
Which, I mean, I don't really see anything wrong with that, honestly.
Killing innocents?
He wasn't an innocent. The dude, the other dude was killing thousands.
Oh, about cracking that dude's neck?
Yeah.
I thought you meant, like, killing all the people that were in that building.
Oh, no. If I was Superman, I would totally would have, like, flown him to, like, the middle of the desert or something.
Yeah.
But, you know.
You know, CGI wasn't that expensive, I guess, and they wanted to kill a lot of people.
Yeah. And have that super sick scene in the beginning where Batman, like, Bruce Wayne is running towards the... I thought that was cool. You have to admit that was a cool scene.
That was pretty cool. He had that exercise moment in the beginning, and then that's why he started working out more, because he looked a little chunky.
He looked buff. What you mean, bro?
Well, you saw it three times, so yeah.
Actually, I saw it six.
All right.
Yeah, anyways. I saw it the third time with my girlfriend at the time.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, I think, is a better movie. I don't know where
comically,
that came from.
Yes. Like... From a comedy standpoint,
Steve
I guess.
The monkey is funny, and then whatever his name is from
the
actual
cop.
Movie. The cop is hilarious.
The cop was like...
The dad of the guy... What was his name?
Why Vince? Did we switch to this?
I just said that because I love that movie. Anyways, keep going. So you were asking me questions?
And so that was my thing for response. All right, what's another thing you didn't like?
I really didn't like how... I don't know.
See, it's a solid.
The movie's not that bad.
It's not.
But again,
the thing is also it's just bad timing because you're expecting DC to come out with like a major, major hit. Because look at the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, it just felt like a normal.
Because if you think about it, they had to compete with Captain America: Civil War.
Oh, that was around the same time.
That was like a month or two. Difference.
Yeah. No, that's a tough spot to fill.
Yeah, so had high expectations for it. Man of Steel was all right. It was kind of like testing the waters.
Yeah.
But Batman vs. Superman had these high expectations, which I get because it's...
They hyped it a lot.
Though. Yeah, and also it's the two biggest comic book characters.
Three,
too, yeah. Woman.
If you really think about it.
Because if you think about iconic superheroes and characters... First five that popped to your head are Batman, Superman, Spider-Man, Wonder Woman, and I don't even know the fifth one.
It was like yeah, because iconic. They're all DC.
Most of them are DC.
Is there a problem? No. I can think of Iron Man. I can think of...
Now.
Venom. I can think of... Spider-Man.
Captain Marvel.
I can think of Captain Marvel. I can think of Black Panther.
Yeah, these days. But in, like, if you go like through history, it's always Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman.
Yeah, because those were...
The iconic.
No, again, those started off cartoon-wise.
No, they were also Superman is like the first superhero. Like,
but that's yeah, like in cinema history and in like even
in cartoon,
TV shows.
Yeah, in TV shows and it was in always, any type of medium.
It was always Batman and Superman.
And then Marvel,
but Spider-Man too.
Yeah,
it's remember the old Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
And then
Spider-Man.
And then what else? The what else was there? It was really just them.
Yeah.
Because I can't really think.
Yeah, the super friends.
The super friends. And but, I was going to say Spider-Man and his amazing friends. But that sucked, too. But again, you got to meet, like, Iceman. He was pretty cool. Why'd you laugh?
The fire chick? I don't remember
her. Oh, yeah, her. What's her name? Crap. Oh, I forgot her name. It's like Firestorm or...
You have a computer.
Yeah, but you have a mind?
Yeah, you're
And aren't
right.
you the Marvel character guy?
I should be, actually.
Actually. All right, let's see.
I know more.
But anyways, yes, you do.
Just saying. I'm better than you.
Show's canceled, everyone. It's a one-man show now. Henry, you have fun with dealing with everything.
Oh, please don't.
Yeah. Have fun building that picture that you wanted to do. Go. God. Have fun.
All right, but anyway, so I see some of the criticisms, and also I also have to defend it because I had to go up against that. It had a lot of expectations because it was basically the jumping off point of the DC universe.
Because they were trying to start that off to do Injustice, in a way.
God, well, no. What?
They wanted to do... I mean, the Justice League, not
the Justice League. Yeah, because they wanted to catch up to Marvel, like, immediately.
That's why. So that's why they crammed all three of the biggest superheroes. Like, you guys are the face of the three. Because even in Injustice 2, the Ultimate Edition, they have the Trinity. And it's them. So it's like, just cram them all in one movie, and then the next movie would be Justice League, and then after that, we'll do everything else. And it's
And that's what they're learning now is, like, all right, let's build it individually.
Just like with Aquaman, like, starting it off. Yeah. And Wonder Woman.
Yeah, because Marvel, it took, 10 years to get where we're at?
Yeah. And Stan Lee to die to see where
we're... Okay, that one. Yeah, well...
I'm sorry, God rest. He's a good guy.
I saw
him, and I kind of met him at a Dragon Con. But very far away, I waved, and I think he waved back. But I think it was probably...
Because a lot of people...
Those thick glasses he was wearing. He likes to wave. Now thinking about it.
You're not special.
I'm not special anymore. Keep going with your stupid Trinity.
Anyways, yeah, so they had to learn their lesson. I'm just kind of like, I'm just mumbling now or anything. So
perfect, so now it's time for Venom.
Yeah, so in my opinion, my final conclusion is it's not that bad of a movie.
Go watch it in theaters.
Go back in time. Yeah, so like if you ever want to revisit it, but look at the like really good parts of it, like, finally, a comic accurate fighting Batman. It's like
a green Ninja Turtle fighting Batman. Yeah.
Do you see the How It Should Have Ended?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Oh my god, that's my favorite thing. Anyway, Wonder Woman's appearance, phenomenal. Like, and it's just it kind of also humanizes Superman a little bit.
It did.
It did. It makes you like, oh,
he loves Lois. And he loves to kill people for Lois. He'd do anything for her.
I'd kill people for Lois.
She was alright. She's Borat's wife.
No, she's not.
Do I keep getting her confused with the other one?
Yeah, you get her confused with Isla Fisher.
That's what it is.
Which, if you think about it, if they ever have to reboot...
To all of our Canadian... shout-outs to United States, Canada, Italy, and United Kingdom that are listening to us, so... That's freaking awesome.
What we're talking about.
About that.
Actually, what accent was that? Good God.
It sounds like Bohemian Rhapsody.
Like Scottish.
It's like a Scottish kind of accent.
But yeah, so go see it. I'm going to keep rambling if not. So next up on this beautiful segment is Steven's movie that he chose.
I chose Venom.
Venom.
I love Eminem, so you know I gotta love my Venom. his dope song that ended the beautiful 9 out of 10 star movie, Venom. I'll give it a solid 8. It wasn't terrible. But no, the movie was great. I liked it a lot. I like Venom because I played the original Spider-Man 1 on PS1. What? It's a 29. Still beats your freaking Batman.
What was it, 26?
26. So I was like, what are you showing me? Look, it has 81 popcorns. How much did yours have?
67.
Yeah, exactly. So get out of my face. Venom wins all the way. Anyways, overseas, the movie did excellent. You know that Asian market? We don't have any listeners from there. So
all right, let me read you the reviews of Venom.
All right, go. Read them.
A tone deaf... uneven and mattingly dumb clunker that never settles on an identity all the way to the closing credits.
It's like a turd in the wind. So bad.
It's hard to mess up a car chase up and down the streets of San Francisco, and Fleischer certainly doesn't. Though at these speeds, we should be gasping and laughing instead of just nodding our heads.
Holy crap. They're tearing them a new one.
Mostly bad with a splash and dash of fun.
There we go. It wasn't bad. It was fun. It's a fun movie.
Brains. Yummy.
I mean...
Venom, when he eats those tater tots.
Feed me. Hungry.
He starts eating everything.
Yeah, it's just interesting. People... Well, maybe they're gonna... Certainly, I'm in a minority when it comes to my fellow critics, but I liked Venom. Hell, if it wasn't for the sloppy and formulaic script, I might have even loved it. Well,
it was like a charming film.
I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it, too. It was good. Again, it had... The pacing was not bad. It was quick. You start off, get that stupid montage, like the first, I think, 20 minutes in the movie, where they... Where he has like that, I'm Eddie Brock, I'm here in New York right now.
His accent was disturbing.
That's the only thing that bothered me, was the accent and the way he kind of like moved. I don't know, there was just something.
He seemed very fidgety.
He seemed very weird. But again, when Venom was in him, then it was just, he was like,
Eddie, I need food.
And he's like, who said that? I'm from New York, I'm wearing my Bronx. Wait, I'm wearing my Bronx? You mean I'm wearing my Tim's? And I was like, oh man. Feels just at home. The thing was, they're in San Francisco, so why is he talking like a New Yorker?
Well, because he had just come from New York.
How long ago?
That's true. Well, no, you don't lose your accent.
I never lost mine.
You don't have an accent. What you talking about, B?
What you talking about, B? Oh, my Tim's are getting sleepy. I'm sorry.
What?
I don't know. What's it called?
Oh, but you're in New York. New York.
You mean knock?
Knock? Where are you from? From Queens.
I'm from Queens, homie. Knock. What the freak are you talking about?
The Bronx.
The Bronx, bro.
You know J-Lo? I don't know.
She's from the block, bro. All right, I'm being racist to our fellow. All right, well, we have 2% of New Yorkers that actually listen to us.
So shouts out to y'all. Shout out to New York.
The real. Let's see. Oh, it's just Brooklyn. No Queens yet. Just Brooklyn. Straight up Brooklyn. You guys are the best.
What if there's just one person from Brooklyn listening? To that one person.
Yeah. He's awesome.
Sup, B.
He or she. Awesome. Amazing. You're the best. I bet you enjoyed Venom as well. Let's think. What else? But the movie was great. I know it got a lot of criticism for being like a slow kind
all of... All over the place.
All over pasty kind of Daredevil wannabe movie. But... It did make a lot of money, just like Batman vs. Superman.
A ton.
And
it's getting a sequel.
And it's getting a sequel. And you're going to see Carrot Head Top... what's his name?
Carnage.
No, not Carnage. What the actual actor's name?
Oh, Woody Harrelson.
There we go. So you're going to see him on the big screen again. And instead of Now You See Me, now you're going to see him in Venom 2. So he did a great job. Tom Hardy... Again, amazing actor, so I think he was the reason why the performance was so well. Again, he kept it comical, and he said, I think, one of the interviews that he was a Venom fan. So I think he put his own heart and soul into that.
Which apparently a lot of it wasn't shown because they took a lot of it out.
Yeah, they cut a lot of stuff from the movie. So if they ever make like an extended version...
Well,
which they, I don't think they did though, right?
I don't know.
I don't think they will. It's not as important as the Trinity.
Damn straight.
Stupid DC.
As if I hated this, I liked this movie.
Yeah. No, I'm just messing with
didn't
you.
Didn't we watch it together?
We did watch it together. I think we watched it twice.
We did?
Yeah. I think they only had, like, it was like this movie and like some other movies and all the other movies were garbage. And we're like, you want to just see Venom again? And we're like... Yeah, sure.
It was fun. I enjoyed
it. But I did like the part where he was like in the fish tank and like eating all those fish. He's like talking to his ex-girlfriend. Like there were so many scenes and the comedy was just really well. And I think that's what kept up with it more was the comedy. And that's what I really liked about it because it didn't feel too serious like another movie that I've ever seen. But yeah, it was a great movie overall. I hope the second movie stays almost the same. I really don't want it to change as much. But I know a lot of people are going to now be eyeballing this movie even harder.
So they even come back to it, honestly. Because it seems like a lot of people kind of just dropped off of it.
A Venom?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. But Eminem and his music, he's going to have to make a Venom 2 song. He's going to call it...
Double Venom.
And then just go off.
The one thing I really hated, and I'm gonna have to say, is the wig.
What wig?
Carnage's wig.
Well, that's a spoiler.
We were what?
Whoever hasn't seen this movie, I'm sorry. Henry likes to spoil everything.
Ow.
What's going on down there?
Why are you looking down there, bro?
I'm sorry. Well, you make so much noise. But yeah, the wig was very bad. Harrelson looked really creepy with that red wig.
He didn't have to. He could have just been bald.
No, because then he's not like in the comics.
That is true.
Yeah, exactly. And then nobody would have known who the hell he was. He's like, get ready for it.
He spelled out Carnage in blood.
Exactly, but he's not going to look like him.
And he straight up said, Carnage. There will be Oh my god.
Well, we could have meant to like...
That was a little on the nose.
I didn't know who that was. I thought it was Mysterio.
Jake Gyllenhaal?
Jake Gyllenhaal. All right, if I have to make one gripe of the movie, it'd probably be the fight scenes towards the end where he was basically fighting himself and I couldn't really tell who was fighting
who. All the like giant like
symbiotes, just both of them.
Bunch of slime.
The sambiotes.
Oh, yeah, didn't they pronounce it weird?
In the commercials, they screwed it up so bad, but then towards the end, towards the end when the movie actually came out, they got so much flack for it that they went back and re-edited those. Because the dude was saying, like, symbiote, I think, instead of symbiote. He was like, the symbiotes, they know many things. They're amazing creatures. And then everybody in the comments was like, why the hell is he calling it symbiote? It's symbiote. And I was like, yeah, it is symbiote. Why the freak is this weird guy saying symbiote? So then towards the end, they probably fixed that, I want to say, because they did get a lot of crap for that. The other thing that I didn't like, that I did like, was that fight scene also when it was like that dark room and all the guys came in and they're like, freeze! And he's like, if this is a good time, Venom, I need you to come out right now. And he's like, okay. And then he like shoots up and he's like, brains! And then he starts like beating up all the security.
Honestly, I think I would have liked it more if it was rated R.
Oh, I would have loved it if it was rated R. Because there's so many parts where he's like biting off people's heads.
But you can't see anything.
But you barely see it, and you maybe see like a smear of blood going across, and you're like, oh man, Venom. Because Venom is a violent character.
Very, but except in the 90s where they try to make him an anti-hero.
Yeah, and then they wanted him to have to feed on brains but food.
Chocolate.
Yeah. Freaking weirdo. So in this one, at least they kept closer to the wannabe comics. Too bad I was sad that I didn't get to see Spider-Man. A cameo from Tobey Maguire or even Andrew Garfield would have been amazing, but it's fine. I'm fine. what else did I like about that movie? Again, everything was, like, the pacing was good. It's a fun movie. It's like a buddy cop film almost because Venom's wanting to do his agenda and then Eddie Brock's like, oh, I'm just in it for the ride. You know, I'm from New York. So he, like, stepped on his Tims and Venom was like, I'll get you some new ones and it's all good. let me think what else. That's basically it. It's a good movie. If you haven't seen it, watch it. I don't really have any other gripe to really say about it. Again, I give it 8 out of 10. If it's out of 5 stars, I give it a 4.
For me,
a rewatch for me.
Yeah, like if you want to have a good time with a movie and not take it too serious. Again,
close your mind when you go into this movie.
Yeah, if you take any movie too seriously, you're trying to nitpick at everything, you're not going to enjoy any movie.
Yeah.
Like at all. Like, Henry. Movies are terrible
like,
if
like
you think
Henry,
about it.
Like Henry.
What?
Huh?
No, I guess.
Don't think too much.
Oh. Yeah, okay, you're right.
That's
why I like
Tim's.
A lot of movies.
Tim's.
Yeah, because I go... You
get that AMC Stuffs list? A-list?
Yeah.
Did you get the A-list?
No, I have to pay my bills.
Yeah, I know. I know you got to pay your bills.
Oh, yeah, I'm paying you tomorrow.
Yeah, homie. Oh, really?
Thursday, because that's when
you're
I...
You're the best. I ain't got no money. Really, bro.
You rich, bro. What you mean?
I ain't got no money, bro. I worked for 3 weeks now, homie.
I just had 3 days off, but my work set. Anyways.
Start talking about our lives.
Yeah.
That's after hours.
It's like maybe do y'all want to hear about our lives? I don't know.
We still need to make what's it called? The Patreon. If they want to hear some more extra content.
I don't think anyone wants to pay to hear us yet, but once we get there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we can talk about whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever you guys want.
Hell yeah. I just have to ask my mom if that's okay.
That's weird. keep going. But yeah, Venom's a good movie. And just watch it. Please. Please go watch it, because then they won't make a second one, even though they already are.
Oh yeah, the Asians love it.
Yes.
The way I said that.
Shoutouts to the Asians.
The Oriental region made a lot of money with it.
Yeah, no, they did. And they bootlegged the mess out of that movie, too.
I would imagine.
So, it's pretty cool. You know, the Asians, they love their American cultures.
So yeah.
So basically, we wanted to also start another segment. Well, Henry wanted to start it.
Well, we have ended this segment.
Yeah,
we're bad at cutaways.
We're done with this one. Just go watch both of those movies if you haven't.
If, and if you don't want to, well, don't do it, because I hate you.
All right, Nick from New Girl.
Whatever.
What's it called?
I love Nick Miller. Great guy.
Pop culture deathmatch.
Yes, we're... I know on Instagram I put Superhero Smackdown, but we found that kind of, like, generic sounding.
Well, it was more because the Superhero Smackdown, like, for example, Superhero, you would think of Spider-Man, Superman, Batman. Those are superheroes. Now, if we put a villain versus a villain, you wouldn't call him a superhero. You call him a villain.
Yeah.
So, I was like, Henry, it's going to sound kind of contradicting itself, so let's call it something where it's overall, like, if we wanted to, for example, put the Predator versus the guy from Die Hard. Again, both aren't superheroes.
John McClane would kick the Predator's ass.
Yeah. If he covers himself in mud, that would be the only way. But that's what I'm trying to say.
Homie stepped on glass barefoot.
Yeah, and he's up in a building. He could possibly win. He puts his own blood on him.
Ooh.
It could cover. But yes, yeah, so pop culture, that's a pop culture movie. That's you know, I was thinking it would be a better fit for pop culture deathmatch, almost like Celebrity Deathmatch from MTV, like 10 years ago. I love that show.
I used to give me nightmares as a kid.
Why? It was just claymation.
I know. Claymation was scary to me.
You hate claymation?
I like it now.
I freaking love claymation. But yes, so we're thinking of doing that, and our first one that we're doing is, I don't know.
Henry, did you pick Cyborg versus Nightcrawler.
Cyborg. I'm going to write that down. Cyborg.
And it's going to be me and Cam. Versus. Cam's making his triumphant return. And we're going to be talking about the points as to who we think would win. And in my case, I think Cyborg, and in his, he thinks Nightcrawler. So we're going to bring up those points, and then maybe on Twitter or Instagram, y'all tell us who you think will win. We'll read some of the best comments on that as well.
Yeah.
And decide a winner at the end. We're working on how the winner will be decided.
Yeah.
It's kind of just starting off. So we want to see how this is, and we find it interesting. But it could be, and then the comments tell us who you want to see in the death battle.
Yeah, it's called deathmatch. Pop culture.
Deathmatch. It could be anything.
Pop culture deathmatch.
I don't know if
we should cool. Make like a soundbite for that.
We should make a soundbite.
Yeah,
I'll get to it.
Yeah, well, I'll help you.
What was the? No, that'll be. I'll make it. It's super easy.
Good.
What was my thing that I was supposed to do?
I don't know.
When we have more people, the villains of the superhero 20 questions.
Oh, yeah. Well, we need more people.
No, I know, but I'm saying when you and Cam are on, we could play because you got two people. That's what I'm trying to say. And that's usually the last 10 minutes of the show. If you guys
can
do it in
the we're also going to do the 20 questions to see what superhero Steven or supervillain Steven chooses, and me and Cam or whoever's on. Have to guess what it is. It's basically testing our knowledge.
I want to call it, so I'm probably going to call it Pop Culture 20 Question. Or,
Comic 20 Questions.
Comics 20 Questions. Comic Book 20 Questions.
Yeah.
I think that sounds better. We'll think about it. Well, I'll give you a name, but we tried it the last time with Cameron, but his mic was just poopy. So,
yeah, so
we're going to get him on the new mic.
Yeah.
It'll be
we're all going to be here in person.
Yeah, we're all going to get to touch each other.
Why are you touching me?
You hear that? Hear that noise? I'm rubbing his arm right now.
Why did you make a pause?
I didn't pause. What are you talking about? But yes, Henry and Cameron will be doing that. So you pick Cyborg?
Yeah.
Why would you pick the...
Wow.
I think Cameron would do a good Cyborg.
That's
You would be a more Nightcrawler, just like Jake Gyllenhaal.
Hurtful.
I'm just messing with you.
I know. No, I was talking to
Cam. Cameron's going to hear this. He's going to be like, what the freak?
Because I was talking to Cam with it about it, too. And
he was following the same way.
No, it was the same thing. So we were talking about, we could do, like, Green Lanterns versus each other. And I'm like, I'll choose, like, Kyle Rayner. And he's like, well, you want me to choose the black one, don't you? And I'm like, no. I didn't say that.
It's just more,
if you picked him,
if you want
sure.
to, I mean, hey, it's up to you.
But, yeah, so
No, it works out. But seriously, do your math on it or do your homework on it.
Well, you know, I'm going to be investigating some of Cyborg's abilities and stuff like that. So we're going to go in depth. We're going to go extra nerdy.
Okay. Dare I say it? I will be the judge towards the end. You're basically, both of you are going to be talking to me.
Yeah.
And you're going to try to convince me. I'll be the judge. I'll stay quiet while you two ramble. And that segment might last a while. So the podcast might be a little just bit that. Over an hour.
Yeah. And we'll explain more of the scenarios, where they're fighting, and other stuff like that, too. Yeah. But again, we want to be more interactive with it, so if you guys have any ideas, like, say you want to see...
Wolverine versus Mysterio.
Well, that's already been done.
Mysterio?
Yeah. Mysterio makes Wolverine kill. Okay, how
about Die Hard, what's his name?
Rambo
versus Wolverine.
Yeah,
but again, just spitting out these things. Just again, anything you guys want.
But also, I guess it kind of has to be a little logical too. You know, you can't put like.
Well, obviously, Rambo would win.
Well, I mean, yeah. No, I'm talking about like, don't make it like Galactus versus Ant-Man Rambo or something. Well, no, Ant-Man was smart enough.
Well, I'm just saying like Galactus versus Rambo.
Yeah, he's gonna like get that,
destroyed. But again, we could. Hey, if you want to hear that, we can do the math on both of them. There's a slim chance he might win.
And it could be from any movie, too. Like, we could do Rocky versus...
That's why it's pop culture.
Jake Gyllenhaal. What was Jake Gyllenhaal in that? Remember that movie?
Zodiac.
No. What was that other movie? Southpaw.
Oh, yeah. That'd be pretty cool.
Right?
I think he'd win.
I'm pretty sure Rocky would win.
Nah, Rocky's mumbling would get in the way.
See, Rocky's already dumb. He has nothing to lose. Well, neither does Jake Gyllenhaal, because, you know, his wife
exactly,
died.
His wife died, and he's fighting for his daughter, basically. Anyways, that's another whole nother...
Rocky's fighting for Adrian.
Who?
Adrian!
I can't understand you.
Adrian!
So, yeah, exactly. But, yeah, pop culture deathmatch. It's going to be pretty cool. Again, in the comments, Henry's going to be more on Instagram and Twitter. He'll shoot you guys out
if
more.
You have been listening and talking to us on it, it's usually Steven, but I'm a...
Hello.
Take over a little more.
Yeah, yeah. If not,
we'll both still be doing it.
Well, yeah, basically.
And we're going to try to do account. Twitter a little more.
Yeah, if you can, that'd be awesome. Because I don't know how to use Twitter.
I am very, I'm all right on it.
Yeah, I'm not too savvy. Like, if you find something cool or any news or something, just upload it on there. You have the password and everything.
Right? Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah, I think that's the show.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, that's basically it. What are we thinking for next time when we do something? Because the Cyborg versus Nightcrawler is going to take a while. So unless you guys do it within the next 2-3 days, I want to say probably in the weekend we can do that one because Cameron will be free.
Yeah.
And you'll be free, kind of. And I'll be still in bed recovering from my butthole surgery.
Beautiful.
Yes, I know. So just let me know if you want to do another podcast. Before then, just let me know too. And
are you talking to me or the audience?
You.
Audience for all three of you. Actually, I don't know how much listen.
No, we have an average of 9.
Oh, snap! So, we're almost to 10.
So it's not too bad, but...
I'm not saying that sarcastic at all. I'm actually genuinely excited.
Yeah, no, we're going up. Like, certain things, here's the database. We're getting more people from Brooklyn, New York, and...
What if it's just one person?
Again, if it's just one person, then cool. We're getting a lot of people from Android, iPhones, the web, other. And then we got some people from Google Podcasts, Android, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, which I still don't understand how, because we're not on Apple Podcasts.
Maybe the people that are trying to...
No, but that's 28%. You get what I'm saying?
I don't know.
That makes no sense. I'm about to log in to see if we actually... my review got in. That's not me. Damn it.
But yeah, we're trying to get on everything, y'all. Oh, we're on YouTube now.
We are on YouTube. So, I uploaded the first ever thing we did.
So, yeah, and then you remember if you want to get a shout out?
Still in review. All right.
Just hit us up on social medias.
Yeah, just
we'll
hit us up
there.
We'll
try to respond. I'm doing my best. Remember, we got full time jobs, so we won't. Well, Steven at the moment, not really.
Yeah, I can respond. Because of his butt. So, just let me know. I can't find the heck the channel go? Yeah, I really can't find my channel. I'm sad now. There it is.
Oh, nice.
Well, we had 2 views. Nice.
Moving on.
And I got 1 like.
Oh!
Nice.
Heck yeah!
So somebody listened to us. Cool beans. All right, well, our YouTube channel name is Pizza Time. And, yeah, just listen to us. If you can't listen to us on a podcast, which makes no sense because you would be listening to us here. On but if you can't, we're also available on YouTube. Literally just type in Pizza Time or Pizza Time Podcast, and we should be the first ones to pop up, kind of like in the third or fourth row. But yeah, this was my old YouTube channel, so I kind of just flipped it. I left all my other videos and stuff on there, so if you like other videos, I do have other things there, so enjoy
it. Gaming-wise?
Gaming-wise, yeah, just enjoy it. But other than that, that's basically it. The channel's now this Pizza Time podcast, so you guys enjoy it. Tell your friends, like us on YouTube, share us with everybody else, and Henry, take the show on the road.
So yeah, well, again, be interactive with us, man. We wanna, or woman.
Exactly.
Inclusion for all. So yeah, talk with us, y'all. We're interested in hearing what y'all want to talk. If y'all want to talk about something else sometimes too, because I know we talk a lot about comic book movies and stuff. If y'all want us to talk about what's something else? Sports? No. This is more of a pop culture thing.
They can talk about us, about broccoli.
Anything.
I do love vegetables.
I do like vegetables. Brussels sprouts are gross.
You love onions.
I hate onions.
No,
wait, is onion a vegetable? Yeah, it's a vegetable.
Yeah. So I told you, you hate vegetables.
I don't hate all vegetables.
I said vegetables in general. Boy.
So if we had a list, I'd probably like half of what vegetables.
Probably 30%.
I'd say 40.
I'd say 15. I mean, have you seen yourself?
I'm a good-looking dude. What's up?
Have you seen yourself, Henry?
Yeah. What are you trying to imply?
Nothing.
Dude, I'm a thick guy. Well, mostly. I'm like...
I'm a thick guy. You're just big bone, Henry.
I'm not fat, though.
All right, Uncle Phil. Stop yelling.
Oh, damn.
Oh. Did you see that they're making a remake of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
What the what?
It's a movie. And it's like...
What?
I saw a commercial on it on YouTube.
Oh, is it like the dark version, though? Like, yeah, they're going like gritty?
Like, they're super going gritty. It's super weird. But yeah, you remind me of Uncle Phil. Could you end this podcast?
Oh, God, I'm getting it. All right. Well, again, just interact with us, man. We're going to try to interact with y'all. Thank you for listening. Thank you to all those people we shouted out earlier. We want to keep helping other people grow like we're trying to grow. And what?
It's my picture that I drew.
Jesus Christ, why'd you show me that? Oh, is that like, ew.
It's like me bent over.
That, ew.
Well, that's just a picture I drew because I wanted them to cut correctly in my
image. But now I have the image in my mind,
well,
bro.
Well, good. Now end the podcast.
Why'd you show it to me while I was doing the cutout?
Uncle Phil, if you don't end this podcast right now.
Slender Man. All right.
So? At least I'd take kids. Wait.
What? Anyways, y'all, thanks for listening. And remember, it's pizza time.